He knows what you need. Speak in the Holy Ghost right now. Libra zonta le la roche ntole akata zebrazo zezia masketo yekole la roze brazoske zuzi libra shunta ya gabala rabaroze brazoske lua libra roche nto yakole la roze braskato zia libra roche nto na ne katoli areba Father and brazoske lia, speak to me today, King of Glory. Release your word again today, my Father and my God. Release your word again today. Rabasco Telia, Larabashendo Yekele Barosianta, Masekete, Lebrosketia, Zeruze Barosantea, Kilarabasuzi, Maskelarbo, Zebragazuzia. Father, release your prophetic word again today. Speak to me, speak to my situation. Speak to my situation. Lebrasco Talarabazuzi. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most marvelous name we have prayed. In Jesus' glorious name we have prayed. Everything anyone came here in as a challenge this morning, the Spirit is here. The Spirit will take it out. In the name of Jesus Christ. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. Congratulate your neighbor for me on your right and left. Tell your neighbor it's a new day for you. Tell your neighbor, this service is your own service. In Jesus' mighty name, put those hands together for the Lord and please be seated comfortably. Hallelujah. Our teaching series that we started 3 weeks ago is Engaging the Power of Prayer and Fasting for Dominion. Engaging the Power of Prayer and Fasting for Dominion. And this will be part 3A, Engaging the Power of Prayer and Fasting for Dominion. We have been told severally that the last days are the days of prayer and fasting. The last days are the days of prayer and fasting. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 18 to 20, Bible speaking that apostles, disciples of John came to Jesus. And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast. And they come and say unto him, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. He said in verse 20, but the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. The days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and nobody will tell them to fast in those days. So, and this Jesus was talking about the last days. He says the last days are the days of prayer and fasting, which began from the day the bridegroom was taken away from them. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 15, and Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? He says, but the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they shall fast. In Mark 2 and verse 20, he says, but the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they shall fast in those days. So the different disciples had the same opinion of what Jesus was talking about. That the last days will be the days of prayer and fasting. They will fast in those days. Luke 5:35. Luke also gave his own version. He says, but the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they shall fast in those days. So the last days are the days of prayer and fasting. And it started the day the bridegroom left. That means we are in the days of prayer and fasting. And that means the last days are the days of empowerment. Fasting precedes empowerment. The last days are the days of prayer and fasting. That makes the last days the days of empowerment. Empowerment is preceded by fasting and prayer. They asked Jesus, why couldn't we cast the devil out? His disciples, a man brought his child to his disciples to cast out the devils, but they couldn't. And so they went behind to ask Jesus, why couldn't we cast the devil out? It says in Mark 9:29. It says, and he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. That is, even though you do not have faith, but to add to your faith, you need power. You need empowerment. This kind cannot go out except in prayer and fasting. You cannot order somebody you are not in control out. You can't order someone that you are not in control of. Somebody's in his office, and then you go there and say, "I command you now, get out of here." The person will be looking like you, like, "What is wrong with you?" Why? Because you are not empowered to do that. You are not empowered to do that. You cannot control someone except you are in control of that person. You can only control somebody you are in control of. Glory to God. You are not in control until you are empowered. Empowerment is what gives us control. And empowerment simply means in control. Why couldn't we cast him out, sir? Because you are not in control. And that is because you lack empowerment. You are not in control. And that is because you lack empowerment. And empowerment comes in prayer and fasting. Empowerment comes in prayer and fasting. Now, let's quickly break something down for us this morning. Three types of empowerment that we receive on the altar of prayer and fasting. The first one is dominion. Dominion requires empowerment. Dominion. The second one is revelation. Revelation requires empowerment. The third one is wisdom. Wisdom also comes by empowerment. And today, let's take a look at what else is in empowerment initiated in prayer and fasting. The last days, as we have heard, are the days of dominion. The last days are the days of revelation. The last days are the days of wisdom. What else is in the last days? Number one for today, the last days are the days of supernatural wealth. Somebody say supernatural wealth. The last days are the days of supernatural wealth. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. He said, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day." So, empowerment, supernatural empowerment, the one that comes from above, requires empowerment. Supernatural wealth, the one that comes from above, requires empowerment. Glory to God. The wealth that is sustainable only comes from above. While everybody is crying and shouting, this church, by the grace of God, by the reason of empowerment, is building a church that nobody has ever seen in all the world. Throughout the whole world. It's building, it's engaged, and it is being done sweatlessly. Sweatlessly. I was there a couple of weeks ago, and I was privileged to visit the place, and someone said that there is a man that makes cement. How many know him? There is a man that makes cement. They order cement from him. He says they bring the cement in trailers. It is not what they can package in bags anymore. They supply, that if this man does not sell cement for the next 3 years, he's already made. Why? Because of the church. Because of the church. So even this man is confused where the money is coming from, not being owed a dime. As they are bringing everything, he's getting paid immediately. That's the kind of wealth you are entering into. Somebody doesn't believe it. I said it's the kind of wealth you are entering into. The Corinthian church was the most troublesome church in the New Testament. The Bible speaking about them, it says one of their challenges was giving. They didn't like giving. Another challenge they had. So one day, Paul wrote to them to advise them and gave them an example. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 7. It says, "Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God." Grace simply means empowerment. The thing you are in grace to do is what you are empowered to do. Grace simply means empowerment. He says, "Moreover, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia." He said, let me use Macedonia, the church in Macedonia, as an example for you, Corinthians. He says, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their what? Deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. He said, for to their what? Power. And beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. So their giving grace is not what they can even, what they even, they had grace before. But then there is another grace that came from above. Empowerment that came from above. He says, and beyond their power. What were they doing? He says, praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gifts. We are aware of their poverty, so we don't even want to embody them. We don't want to take anything from their hands, but they were begging us to take it. Why? Because they were empowered to do it. He says, and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Why were they doing that? Now, take note. Go back to that verse 4. He said, and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. In other words, we are giving this to you so that you can give to others. They were living in poverty. But they said, look, we have the giving grace to give because we understand the covenant. We understand the covenant. This is just a face. It is not a place. It's just a face. And for us to move from this face to the place, we have to continue doing it. They said, the ministering of to the saints, what we are giving, okay, please take this thing. If you don't want to take it and give it to other saints that are in need. Next verse. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Verse 6 now. Insomuch that we desire Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything. So, Corinthians church, you have faith. Corinthians church, when you speak, everybody listens. You have utterance. You have knowledge. You have diligence. And in your love to us, that ye are bound in this grace also. But you lack the giving grace. You have every other thing. But you lack the giving grace. So you want to see supernatural wealth? That's what Paul was simply saying to them. Engage in this grace also. I am praying that this kind of grace also rests on you. The giving grace is coming upon someone this morning. Supernatural wealth is a function of empowerment which we receive on the altar of prayer and fasting. Fasting and prayer will engender light. And then when you see the light will point you and I to what needs to be done for supernatural wealth, for to qualify us for supernatural wealth. No one here will lack again. Yeah. I said you will not lack again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at this very quickly. Haggai chapter 1, verses 3 to 13. It says, then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet. That is light came. Came the light to Haggai the prophet. He says, this is what to do. He said, this is the reason for your poverty. Is it time for ye to dwell in your sealed houses and this house lie waste? Keep going. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. He said, ye have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you don't have enough. Ye drink, but are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into the bag of wolves. He says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. He says, it's not like you are not walking. You are walking like an elephant. You are earning like a rat. Glory to God. He says, it's not like you are not working, but I will show you the root of your challenge. If you want to see true wealth, he says, go up to the mountain. Somebody from in your Bible, underline, go up. Go up to the mountain and bring wood. Go up and bring wood and build the house. And I will take pleasure in it and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Verse 9, he says, ye looked for much and lo, it came to little. Repeating it again. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is waste, and ye have every man unto his own house. Every man is running to his own house. It says, therefore, the heaven over you is stayed. Say, God forbid. And the earth is stayed from fruit. Say, God forbid. And I called for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains and upon the corn and upon the new wine and upon the oil and upon that which the ground bringeth forth and upon men and upon cattle and upon all the labor of the hands. He said then, Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Joseph, the high priest, with all the remnants of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God. And the words of Haggai, the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear the Lord. And finally, verse 13, then spake Haggai the Lord's messenger to the Lord's, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. So that means to see supernatural wealth, go, bring, build. Glory to God. To experience supernatural wealth, it is to go, to bring, and to what? Build. You see, there are those that God has even given something to. He gave you $3,000 this month. To give God back $300 is a problem. So how will he release supernatural wealth? Because he knows what you will do with it. He knows what you will do with it already. To give God back $300. You know, I found out that it is the message we want to listen to that we pay attention to. Glory to God. If somebody comes up on TV now, you have had this one. You are hearing this one now. If somebody comes up, you get home, and somebody you turn on the TV, and then somebody is saying, no, it is not in the Bible that you should give tithe. Yes! That's what I've been saying. It is your own light that we produce for you, not somebody else's light. We receive light from other people's light, but when you know the truth, that's why we all have access to the word. Ask for light. Take it, Lord Jesus. What are you saying about this matter? He said, go, bring, build to see supernatural wealth. He said, remember me. And the more you remember me, the more I will put in your hands. The more you remember me, remember Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, because of he is the one that empowers us for wealth. Remember me, and then I will empower you more. Remember me, and I will empower you more. Don't forget that he is the one that gave you first. So what do we do with what he gives to us? We make for him first. He first gave to us, and then we give to him first. Haggai 2, 3 to 9. He was left now that they have started it. You remember it was in Haggai chapter 1 that he told them, this is the reason why you are poor. And then they said, everybody began to obey. Now, Haggai chapter 2, who is left among you that saw this house in our first glory? Now everybody's building the house. And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? He says, yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, seeth the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land that has obeyed the word. Seeth the Lord, and walk, for I am with you, seeth the Lord of hosts. And he says, according to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. It is not about the job you are doing. It is not about your paycheck. It is the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. That will be your testimony from now. Amen. He said now, take a look, verse 6. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. So in other words, I can bring resources from anywhere. Even from the sea. That's why Jesus said, go and catch a fish. There is money in his mouth. From the sea, from the air, from anywhere. In fact, from the desert. I can command resources from the desert. That's why we cannot but make for him first. He says, and I will shake the nations. And the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. That is God speaking about you. He says your glory, the glory that is coming, nobody will be able to cover it. Glory to God. I own everything, and I've given you something. In that something, if you want more things, give me out of it. You know, I learned something from big people. When I say big people, I mean wealthy people. I learned something from them. They respect those who give to them, even though they don't need it. How many understand what I'm talking about? You are going to see a big man. You couldn't even buy orange. They don't need it. They have money. And the intention is for you to go and take from them. They will give you. They won't complain. But they will respect the one that brought something more. They won't complain. But the one that brings something is in their heart. So if he asks, if what he asks for, they give more. Because he brought something. Glory to God. Number two, the last days are the days of consecration. Consecration is also a function of empowerment. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 to 11. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. God, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Nobody can claim holiness. Nobody was born holy. So he's simply saying we are simply empowered for it. We are, have you seen when they give birth to a baby? They say, this is the holy one, except for Jesus Christ. Somebody they give birth to now, they say, in fact, I learned that the reason they are crying, first of all, is that they don't even want to come out from that place because now that I'm outside now, everybody is sin everywhere. Glory to God. It is sin everywhere. Even if they don't cry, they will beat him to show the wickedness first. To show the wickedness of man. Cry, my friend. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are empowered for holiness. Romans 1 and verse 4. It says, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. I will by myself empower you for consecration. Ezekiel 36, 27, it says, I will put my Spirit within you. And when my Spirit comes in you, it will cause you to walk in my statutes. Ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Why? Because of my Spirit that is now in you. John 6, 63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Somebody's walking out of that sin this morning. Amen. The Spirit quickens the body for obedience to the word of consecration. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The word they hear and obey is the word that sets them free. Glory to God. Here is what the word will do. Romans chapter 8 verses 1 to 2. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus Christ. He said, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of Christ in Christ, of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Those who are following the Spirit are following the law. Those who follow the law are never arrested. So rather than following the flesh, we are following the law. And when you follow the law, you will not be arrested in the realm of the Spirit. Verse 13, it says, if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. The flesh kills, but the Spirit makes alive. So the Spirit empowers us to say no to some things. No to fornication. No to adultery. By the empowerment of the Spirit. Someone here, you won't fall again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Profitable approach to fasting as we begin to round up this morning. Profitable approach to fasting. Number one, that is, what do we stand to gain when we add fasting to prayer? Number one, no. What do we, how will we make fasting profitable that it will not be a waste? How many understand what I'm talking about? How will we make fasting profitable that it will not be a waste of time? Number one, we must forgive those who offend us. We must what? We must forgive those who offend us. Mark 11:25-26, he says, and when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. It is part of the prayer protocol. Forgive. As a matter of fact, there was a man that went to the temple to give. He says, don't drop that seed there. Go and reconcile with your brother first until you bring the seed. It will be a waste of money if you drop it because it will not be acceptable. Forgive. There are people who may have hurt you to the bones. Forgive them. Matthew 6:12-15. And forgive us our debts. That is the prayer protocol. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, the power and thy glory. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. And who do you offend more? We offend God every day. He says 70 times, seven times every day is when forgiveness should come. But this person has done only one thing for you, but you can't get them out of your head. It says forgive. Glory to God. For God to hear us, we must forgive those who offend us. Did he say remain friends with them? No. How many understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. Eh? You can, now take note. You can forgive but no longer be friends if you know that this is a dangerous relationship. How many understand what I'm talking about? You can be somebody's friend from a distance. Take a look at this. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. God loved the world. But God likes some people. He loves everybody. He likes some people. God loves the, including sinners. God loved the whole world. You can forgive someone that hurt you so bad, but be wise. Friendship is a choice, not by force. Listen to this very quickly. Forgiveness is a must. Friendship is a choice. Forgiveness is a must. You must forgive, not because of them, but because of you. You must forgive, but friendship is a choice. If somebody, as you are sitting down now, both of you, but actually, you step on his toe. Step on him. And step on him again. Step on him. You see that he has started reacting. He said, relax. Step on him again. After a while, he will pick his Bible and move somewhere else. Does it mean he hates you? It just means I don't want trouble. How many understand what God is saying? Glory to God. May the Lord give you understanding. Number two, profitable approach to fasting. We must come reminding God of his word. Come reminding God of his word. Isaiah 43:26, it says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. He says, in other words, God is saying, plead your case. Plead your case. There is no judge on the earth that is interested in your story. When you get to court, they are not interested in your story. Plead your case. Give me the quotes. Why you should get this thing or why you should be set free. Bring me your quotes. Quote the law for me. Even when you don't deserve it, but the law says it's yours, it's yours. How many understand what I'm saying? You are pleading. You don't deserve it, but you have pleaded your case with the judge. The judge has no choice. He knows inside him that you don't deserve it, but that the law says give it to him. It's the same thing in the realm of the spirit. There are things you don't deserve, but God says, quote the law for me. Bring your reasons. Why should I do it for you? 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to the law, according to his will, he heareth us. That is why somebody that does not have a womb can still ask for children. She doesn't have a womb, but pleaded her case. Your word says that I cannot be barren. And you know that you cannot deny your word. And God will say, okay, take another womb. Or, in fact, let the babies just be there, no womb. And then on the day of delivery, they brought 7. Somebody's story is changing. Let us quit asking questions. Let us quote scriptures and we will not be denied. 3, quickly. We must come praying for the needs of others. Profitable approach to fasting. We must come praying for the needs of others. Remember Galatians 6 and verse 7. God is not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That means whatever we sow into someone's life, God will make it happen for us 1,000 times more. Amen. You are praying for the needs of others. Be sure that others are praying for your needs. And whatever we make happen for others, God makes happen for us. Glory to God. So let's be careful what we are sowing. It is better to sow in prayers for people. You sow prayers, you don't lack one. Paul said, this is my request if you are praying. Ephesians 6:18-19. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for who? All saints. For all saints. How many saints have we prayed for? All saints is who we should pray for. And for me, that's Paul speaking. Don't end with all the saints. Pray for me too. How? That utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Pray for people rather than talk about them. Pray for them. May the Lord give us understanding. Amen. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Amen. Remember, what you do is what you get. Proverbs 11:25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Why? Ephesians 6:8 is the why. Knowing that whatsoever good any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be born or whether he be free. Dish out prayers, and then you receive prayer food. Glory to God. And finally, 4. We must come with full assurance of faith. Come with full assurance of faith. Hebrews 10:22-23. In other words, whatever you are praying for, have faith that you will get it. Have faith that you will receive it. He said, let us draw near with a heart, with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. He is faithful that promised. The one that promised it cannot fail. He is faithful that promised. TLB translation. It says, let us go right into God himself with true hearts, fully trusting him to receive us, because we have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and because our bodies have been washed with pure water. Now, we can look forward to the salvation God has promised us. There is no longer any room for doubt. Tell your neighbor, no longer room for doubt. And we can tell others that salvation is ours, for there is no question that he will do what he says. Did you see that? There is no question that he will do what he says. Anything we are asking for on the altar of prayer, he will give it to us by faith. James 1, 5 to 8, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. But let him ask in faith. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But, verse 6, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. He says, let not that man think he shall receive anything from God. God has it, but if our question is not with faith, if our asking is not by faith, he says he will not give it to us. That's why he keeps asking people, do you believe I, the Son of Man, can do this? And when they say, yes, sir, I believe, he says, be it unto you according to your faith. Rise up on your feet. Appreciate the King of Glory this morning. Exalt his name this morning. Magnify him again. Glorify his name and magnify him. Say, Father, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. This final week, Lord, shall be full of testimonies. Speak to him this morning. This final week shall be full of testimonies, and his name only will be glorified. Father, we thank you. We worship and adore your name. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen is weak.
Amen.
In Jesus' marvelous name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Whatsoever you ask of him today, the Lord will put in your hands today.
Amen.
God is never late. God is never late. God is always right on time. For someone here, God will be right on time for you.
Amen.
This week will be your week of testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. Someone is here this morning that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. Someone else wants to say, Lord, I want to rededicate my life to you. Why not this morning? Before he can hear us, he says we must come clean. Before he can look on our side, we must be pure with pure water. We must have been washed. If the word has washed you this morning and you know you are not looking at any man, put your right hand on your heart if you are in any of those two categories. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. Someone else wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to rededicate my life to you. Why not this morning? Put your right hand on your heart. God bless you. And if you are doing that, please repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I am born again. In Jesus' marvelous name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards and bear fruit upwards to the praise and to the glory of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Well, you said that prayer on ground. Why not wave those hands to Jesus? And somebody will be by your side to speak to you right now. You said that prayer online. Send a text message to the number that is being displayed right now. And somebody will also be getting in touch with you. Church, I thought you are still clapping. I thought you are clapping for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus, the King of Glory. Glory to God. Please help me and congratulate your neighbors on your right and on your left. Tell your neighbor it's a new day for you. Tell your neighbor this is your testimony. This week is your week of testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now put those hands together for the Lord. Please be seated a moment. Let's take note of these announcements. This is the last week of the 21 days of prayer and fasting. I thought somebody would be glad about that. Hallelujah. And 7 over 21 is still past mark. Glory to God. So if you join us today, you have still passed. Nobody can fail in the name of Jesus Christ. So you are joining us today, and then on Sunday next week, we will be